The interesting thing about doing this job is all the people through the years you see come and go, and you you know, you make friends and you get to know folks and you keep up with them, and when you find people who are made of the right stuff and are people you break bread with on the air countless times, 10, 20, 30 times a year, and all of a sudden they're not there, that is a real void. And I'll tell you one thing, Tony Jones has been an absolutely special part of this community for the last 6 years, and we've gotten to know him, and we've gotten to know his story from his upbringing in Detroit and kidding him about the Detroit teams all those years, and him going back and forth and giving us a Doc Gooden on the way out and all that good stuff. And you know, I can't help but think that 1 year ago we had Tony Jones on this show, and we were talking about that last second win by Michigan State, where Tennessee valiantly bowed out in the round of eight. And whew, man, what a difference a year can make. As we get Tony Jones in here, and I know Tony, you already did a show earlier today over there with Griff, who's always good comedy. We love Griff. Hey, Tone, first thing I want to do, Tone, is welcome you to the show. And I know last Monday you were going to come on with us and all that stuff was popping, and we didn't want you anywhere near that because there's nothing to be gained from that. And so we respected that decision wholeheartedly. And I really appreciate you coming on the program today. You know, in a lot of ways, I just hate the fact that you guys were just caught in the middle of that, of all this stuff. And, God, man, what an unbelievable time. Give me where you've been in the last week as this has kind of gone through your head. What all's happened here?
Well, you try and, you know, make peace with everything that's going on, but, you know, what I've done right after Bruce was let go, just kind of savored the moment. And you know, I'm not the type of person that's gonna just wallow around. You know, I always look at half full instead of half empty. And just was out at restaurants, car washes, and working out and things of that nature, and just getting a great feel from the community, the love from the community, the support from, you know, people that has followed us over the last 6 years, and it became overwhelming. So I had to get out of town for a few days and went back up to Detroit, went and watched some high school basketball games, visited some friends, and just had the opportunity to reflect on the last 6 years and basically just looking towards moving fast forward now.
Because, you know, Tony, I mean, let's face it. If you think about everything that's happened to you just personally in 6 years, you guys walked in here, and the question was, a lot like it is for Konzo Martin now and his guys, can we do what we do at this level? Can we do what we do against the best day in and day out? And I think you guys, and I think you, Tony, I think you answered that.
No question about it. I mean, for 6 years, you know, we put a lot of heart and soul into, you know, our passion, and that's coaching basketball and trying to grow and develop young men. And, you know, we were successful at it. I mean, we did things that the program has never done, to go six straight NCAA tournament, get further than anyone's gotten in the NCAA tournament, ascend to the number one ranking in college basketball, knock off some number one teams, you know, in the process, with adversity, laying on our door. And, I just think it's been a good run. Obviously the administration decided to go in a different direction, but we're satisfied with what we've done, and now it's just time to move on, and look forward to the future.
You know, the bottom line, Tone, is, when the NCAA decides it's time, it's time. And that, it's their dime, it's their dance floor, it's their ball game. Have you been able to reconcile that in your mind, that all this has happened, and how do you keep from being bitter?
I'm not bitter, not bitter at all. It is what it is. Some things happened, some mistakes was made, but we look forward to June to get this thing adjudicated. And then just move forward with a bright future, as far as I'm concerned, and I think the other guys have the same mindset.
You know what I think is really interesting? I follow you on Twitter, mm-hmm. and right after this thing happened, you get on there. I think it was that night. You tweeted, "Hey, look, we might be out, but Tennessee is always going to be in my heart." I don't know if I remember anybody on their way out talking like that. You know, Tennessee, and you know what? I really get a sense from you that you truly mean that. I mean, this year when you were coaching those 8 games, looking back on it, you love this place, don't you, Tony?
No question. I mean, my family loves this place. Hey, my daughter graduated from Tennessee last year. And I have a daughter that's a sophomore at UT right now. And when, when we had a family meeting, discussed, what we're looking to do, what the future holds, and, talk to some NBA teams, talk to some other schools. My daughter said that she wants to stay here and finish school at the University of Tennessee. So, I'll always be, have my blood always run orange, survive for life. And I'm going to still be writing checks to the university for the next 2 years. So, obviously, it's a special place, a special moment, especially when I coached those 8 games and to, to win 5 in a row, to win on College Game Day after being down 17 points and to get the reaction that I got from the students and the fans was just special. It's unprecedented. It's outstanding, and I'll never forget it. And I'll always be a volunteer for life.
Coach, how about that thinly veiled shot you took at Thad Matta on Twitter the other day?
What, thinly veiled?
It was.
It sounded like
I saw that.
I think Tony Jones has a Philly in it.
I saw that.
What was that, guys? I don't recall that.
Oh yeah, nice try.
That's awesome, man.
I think Kentucky, had a great win, to represent the SEC in an exemplary manner. And I just wanted to give my congratulations to Coach Cal and my condolences to the Buckeyes.
Tone, if we don't beat Ohio State last year, are we having this conversation right now?
I have no idea. I won't comment on that.
I think I can tell by your reply what your comment is, but we visit with Tony Jones today on the program. Tony, Konzo Martin. Now, we're on here, of course, today. We're ripping that hire because that's what we do. But tomorrow, and if it's a press conference today, we're going to welcome him and love him. But, we got to love him Philly style first here. Philly style, when you get your cheesesteak, you got to get the squeeze cheese. There's no other cheese. You get the squeeze cheese. You get it extra greasy. That's Philly style. So that's kind of how we're rolling right now. We're sort of indoctrinating this hire. But from your standpoint, basketball standpoint, what you know about him, what do you think about that hire?
I think it's a solid hire. I know Konzo. He's a very good person. My brother played against him professionally over in Italy. Yes. I've had times, in the past when he was an assistant at Purdue and I was assistant here or at Milwaukee to sit up in gyms and talk a little bit. Very articulate, driven person. He's accomplished on the basketball floor as it relates to his playing career. I just think he's a solid hire, and I think he'll do a good job. And for all the people that supported me in Tennessee and the Vol Nation and supported Bruce, I'd like for all those people to get behind Konzo, give him an opportunity. And give him the opportunity to put in his system, recruit his players,
yep.
And I think he'll do a solid job in the SEC.
here's the reality about him, okay? He's not you guys. He's not outgoing. He's not a loud guy. He's not a promoter type. He's not going to press and run. He's not going to wow anybody at that press conference today. And so you saying something like that is pretty strong. How hard do you think it would be for anybody to come into the footsteps of Bruce Pearl and the way he brought this, the way he just brought basketball to the masses here?
Well, I mean, you know, anybody they brought in, it'd be difficult. I mean, obviously, the previous coaching staff did things that was unprecedented as it relates to men's basketball when it's going to six straight NCAA tournaments and, you know, getting to the Elite Eight and ascending to the number one ranking in the country. You know, it'll be tough, but Konzo, you know, he strives on survival. You know, he's a cancer survivor.
Yeah.
He wasn't the most talented player, at Purdue, but he got the most out of his ability. He did a solid job, you know, when he was assistant at Purdue. And obviously, he was coach of the year, in the Missouri Valley this year and getting, Missouri State to the conference championship. So, you know, he'll relish the challenge and the opportunity and, you know, give him a shot. And I think everybody in volunteer land will like it.
Tony, what's next for you?
Obviously, I want to become a head coach at this level. Obviously, I prove what I can do on the basketball floor. You know, I think I'm a good recruiter. I'm a good motivator. I like to be around young people. I like to grow and develop young people. And I've had the experience to be able to coach in the SEC and win five straight games in the SEC. And I don't know if a lot of coaches right now can say that. I've talked to a couple schools, and I'll visit with those guys down in the Final Four this week. I talked to some NBA teams as it relates to some positions there. We've got a lot of options. The future is bright. Got to make a good decision. Looking forward to going before the committee in June to get this thing adjudicated.
Absolutely.
So we all can move forward with our careers.
Tony, how... Give me something you've learned through all this. Life's about learning. Give me something you've learned.
Well, you know, you learn how to deal with people. You learn about adversity. We experienced adversity here at Tennessee, and we always landed on our feet. You know, I've experienced some adversity over the last 19 months with, you know, the tragic death of my father.
Yes.
And that was during a time where, you know, I was here at the university, and you know, it's tough. You know, I just like to say, I mean, you can go down the wrong road, but no matter how far you've gone, you can always turn around and go back down the right road. So, you know, sometimes you make mistakes, and you just have to own up to those mistakes and look to move forward in a positive direction. And if you fall down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up.
You jacked me up that night on Twitter. You said something about Sonny Jay. There was some kind of saying, and I forget what it is, that he had, that you tweeted it. What was that saying, Tony?
Well, I just think you know, when things happen to you, you know, you always got to look at the bright side, not the glass half empty, but it's half full. And I think I said something as it relates to it being bestowed upon his name, that only two things in coaching careers, and that's losing and death. And I'm not associated with either one of those. And I'll look to return, and I'll be even stronger when I return.
Tony, will you be a stranger to this show, or will you come back and talk NFL and whatnot with me in the fall?
No question. Just holler at me anytime. I'll give Brian. I got a new number. I'll give Brian my new number, and we'll continue this relationship, because you know, sometimes your time is short. But friendships never die. They continue to grow. It's their substantive. And I believe our friendship with your station and with yourself has been substantive, and I look forward to that. And just one thing in closing, you know, we played three of those teams that's in the Final Four right now, VCU, Kentucky, and UConn. And I think it's going to be a very exciting Final Four with Butler and VCU starting it off. And I think VCU is going to beat Butler and UConn, and Kentucky will play. And I think Kentucky will beat UConn, and then you'll have Kentucky playing VCU in the championship, and the VCU Rams will take on the national championship.
I completely agree with that. I think VCU is going to the national championship.
Unbelievable.
Shaka Smart. When you guys played them, you came on with me, we talked, okay?
Right.
You said, don't laugh. You said this is a team that could go deep, deep into March. Because you said they've got an inside game, but they have the ability to hit timely threes. And then that pressing game, yesterday, they pressed just at the right times against Kansas. And that Smart guy's 32 years old, Tony. His kids aren't scared at all.
Hey, yeah, Shock has done a great job. Obviously, I was a little clairvoyant in that prediction, but it was a team that we had trouble with at times. I mean, we kind of controlled the game. But you can see their athleticism. You can see that they have people who can shoot the ball from three. They were diverse defensively. They get after you. You know, they press you. They play some zone. And then Shaka has done a good job as relating to them and getting them to play his style. I thought they were a team that was to be reckoned with in the Colonial, and they did a good job. And then they got on a roll. They got hot. They won five straight. And I think it's a team of destiny. I think that team possesses the qualities to win the national championship based on how hot they are, based on their confidence level right now, and based on the people they beat. They think they're the best team in that tournament, and I do also right now.
Shaka Smart said we beat the best team yesterday. He said we beat the best team that was left in this tournament when we not. He said we beat them by 10 points. Is it, are there any other questions? I love that guy's confidence. Tony, a couple things on the way out. One, next year's schedule, how much of that is complete? How much of that have you guys laid the groundwork for? How many contracts are we tied into right now? Do you know offhand?
Well, a little bit over half. I think they only need maybe about two or three more games. Obviously, the trip to Maui will spearhead the non-conference schedule. UConn will come to Thompson Bowling Arena. They have to go to Memphis, College of Charleston, and Oakland, and then it's some other state rivalries that's in there. But they still have a few games to garner. But it should be a solid schedule, and hopefully Konzo will continue that. I know the fans really enjoy getting some marquee teams in here, and I know the players really like to play the best that the nation has to offer.
We had Terrell Harris on the program Tuesday of last week, and he spoke very highly of you, by the way. But we were talking. You know, about his son and staying or not staying and this and that. And he said, look, we've all calmed down. My boy's going to give us a real look. Do you think Konzo Martin is the type of guy that can appease him and can get Tobias to stay?
Well, I think they've gone on record as saying that they were going to test the waters, and if that indeed happens, he'll go work out, try and perform to his best of his ability. If he doesn't feel comfortable with his position in the draft, you know, I think he should come back and play his sophomore year at the University of Tennessee and help Konzo build something that I think could be substantive here. Obviously, that's a decision that him and his family has to make. But I definitely think that Tobias could play for Konzo, and Konzo would do a good job of building on what we've done for him as a freshman, and he'll continue to grow and develop Tobias' game as a sophomore if that's what he decides to do.
I understand the plan from the outset was always that he was going to play 2 years here. Is that right?
That was my understanding. When we talked with the family, when we recruited the family, that they wanted to stay collegiately for 2 years. Obviously, things change. You never know how you're going to play. You never know how the NBA people project you and things of that nature. You know, obviously, Tobias has got a bright future.
Sure.
And I just hope he does what's best for him and his family. And if the NBA isn't the answer for him next year, I would certainly hope that he'd come back and play a sophomore season at the University of Tennessee.
Do you believe Scotty Hobson will be well served to come back, or do you believe that it's moving time for him?
Well, obviously, I think he stated publicly that he's going to test the waters also. He hasn't
yes.
tested the waters. He's a junior now. I think he probably owes it to himself to test the waters and see, you know, where he will project. And if he projects to be in the first round of the draft, that's a decision that Scotty and his family will have to make. But if not, you know, Scotty can come back, and I think he can continue to build on, you know, his career at Tennessee and be one of the best players that ever donned a Volunteer uniform. You know, hey, it's nothing wrong with being Nolan Smith or being J.J. Redick or being somebody like that who plays 4 years in college. I mean, so if he's not in the position that he likes, I think he should come back. And, you know, if they got Tobias and they got Scotty back along with the returning players, it could be a really solid basketball team.
Tony, have you talked to Bruce since all this went down, and how's he doing? He's really laid low here.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to him since the earlier part of last week. Like I told you, I took off latter part of the week to go up to Michigan. So I haven't talked to him in a few days, so, you know, I don't know, you know, what's his opinion on things that has developed here in the last few days. But I probably will see him down at the Final Four this week and be good to see him.
Tony, hope you have a Doc Gooden. Great talking with you. Man, we need to talk some baseball, get you back on here. Your Tigers, I got 3 or 4 Tigers on my fantasy yesterday. It was unbelievable. So you're in my fantasy, Tony Jones. I don't know if you have a thought on that, but hope you have a Doc Gooden. It was a pleasure talking with you, and I'm gonna give you the final word here on the way out to say anything you want to say to the Living Vol fan. Go right ahead.
Hey, well, you know, I just appreciate the Volunteer Nation. It's Volunteer for Life. The fans, the students, the community, the administration, and the people of Knoxville. It's just been fabulous to me and my family. Just like I alluded to earlier, you know, in the interview, you know, I'll continue to follow the Tennessee Orange. My daughter, both my daughters will have degrees from the University of Tennessee. I just appreciate my time here, and I just want to tell everybody it was real. And if you supported me and you supported Bruce Pearl, support Konzo Martin as he tries to continue to do what we started at the University of Tennessee.
Tony, God bless, man. Thank you so much.
Have a Doc Gooden, Tony B.
You too, brother.
All right, what a class act, man.